This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, I'm Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. Under the right circumstances, some types of lithium batteries can malfunction. One engineer who spoke with Bloomberg News described the result of those malfunctions as a fireworks display. They explode, he said. They shoot fireballs. They emit smoke. Sometimes they spray flaming liquid, according to the engineer. The FAA finds the batteries to be a threat and mandates that passenger aircraft which carry fire suppression systems not carry lithium batteries. It has different rules, however, for cargo aircraft, which are not mandated to carry fire suppression systems and can literally carry thousands of lithium batteries at a time. We're speaking today with Captain Robert Travis. Bob is president of the Independent Pilots Association, a union that represents UPS pilots exclusively. Bob, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Glenn.
Now, let's lay a foundation of understanding here. What are the current regulations that apply to carriage of lithium batteries on passenger aircraft as compared to those for cargo aircraft?
Well, simply put, you cannot put lithium batteries in passenger aircraft in the cargo section or in the checked baggage. Unfortunately, when we talk about cargo aircraft operations, that's not the case. And we're told that that's not the case because they're dealing with what's been coined as insignificant loss of life. We strongly disagree with that attempt to classify our crew members and the general public safety as insignificant.
Now, just to clarify, when you say not allowed on passenger aircraft, there are lithium batteries in laptop and other devices. Are these different?
We're particularly talking about, the checked baggage and the cargo area of passenger aircraft, and there are not adequate suppression systems and the ability to put out fires from lithium products that burn at very, very high temperatures and can really be problematic and dangerous for the structural integrity of the aircraft.
And so I guess I'll summarize what I think you said. The FAA's position, the reason they're saying there's a difference is basically there are a lot of lives to lose on a passenger flight and not so many to lose on a cargo flight?
That's what has been relayed, that it would result in an insignificant loss of life. And like I just mentioned, we would strongly disagree with any attempt to
now,
classify that. Our lives and the lives of the general public below the flight paths, which we fly every day around the world, is insignificant.
Tell me what you know, if you would, about UPS Airlines Flight 6, a 747-400 that flew out of Dubai for Cologne on September 3rd, 2010.
Well, sadly, we lost our crew members, tragically, in the crash of that aircraft. The final report speculates as to the ignition source and the cause of the fire that ultimately led to the mishap and the deaths of our fellow colleagues. There were, as indicated in the report, significant amount of lithium batteries on that aircraft. I don't know, and I can't say for sure, because the actual accident report cannot say for sure what the actual cause ignition source was of that fire. But we do know that there were potentially tens of thousands of lithium batteries on board the aircraft. And lithium batteries, as I mentioned just a few minutes ago, burn at extremely dangerous temperatures, which affect the structural integrity.
At what temperature do lithium batteries burn?
Well, simply put, you have to separate lithium batteries really into two categories. You have lithium ion batteries, which we're all familiar with because a lot of the everyday electronics that we find as commonplace in our lives in this day and age, phones, cell phones, computers, iPads, iPods, those type of things, those are typically powered by lithium ion batteries. And then you have lithium metal batteries. As an example, lithium metal batteries are found in smokeless cigarettes. they carry a much higher danger because they burn at such significant temperatures. As an example, lithium ion batteries tend to burn at about 1500 degrees. That's a problem. That's hot. But lithium metal batteries burn at about 3,000 degrees. And when you have tens of thousands of those type of batteries in close proximity to one another, burning at those kind of temperatures, the structural integrity of the aircraft becomes compromised very quickly. And the survival of the crew and the safety of the public below that flight path is in grave danger as a result of those igniting.
Now, the FAA's position on this is currently aligned with international standards, but what is your pilots' union position, and what is the union doing, and how is UPS responding?
Well, the ICAO rules themselves do not address the real fundamental safety risk that's been identified by carrying lithium batteries on aircraft. It doesn't address how to address the problem if the fire actually breaks out. ICAO rules just don't go far enough. They fall short of providing the crew members a reasonable expectation of survival for getting that aircraft safely on the ground, protecting their lives and the lives of the public that's below the flight path. We feel that regulations need to go much further, and we advocate for regulations that require suppression systems for carrying lithium battery product.
In the absence of regulation, which obviously would make the investment necessary uniform across the entire industry, in the absence of that, what is UPS doing? Is UPS taking any measures on its own now?
The IPA, our pilot union, and UPS have been working jointly together since the tragic accident which took the lives of our crews on Flight 6. And we have put into motion some new equipment on our aircraft to help us fight the potential dangers of onboard fires, which would include some lithium fires. As an example, UPS and the IPA jointly researched and are now currently putting in our aircraft EVAS systems. It's effectively a smoke hood that inflates that allows our crew members the opportunity to see instrumentation and very dense and thick smoke, which was a problem that was identified on Flight 6. We are retrofitting all of our aircraft currently with full-face oxygen masks for all fleets and seats, which was also identified as problematic in Flight 6. And we are currently in a joint cooperative effort, the union and the company, putting an effort to look at suppression and containment systems specifically for lithium battery fires, the very high temperatures that are associated with that. And UPS has committed to monetarily put money into the research and development of these systems so that in the interim, between getting a one level of safety regulation that applies to the entire aviation industry for the carriage of lithium batteries, until we get regulations that address that across the board, we have equipment in place that gives our crew members a reasonable expectation of survival to get that and the opportunity to get the aircraft on the ground.
So where do we go from here? Is there any hope that this issue could make it into the FAA's discussions on the reauthorization bill, for example?
Well, the FAA reauthorization is certainly an opportunity for the U.S. to lead by setting a higher standard for the carriage of lithium batteries. As I mentioned earlier, the ICAO rules right now just fundamentally do not address the carriage of lithium batteries to the level that it does need to be addressed for the protection of the crews and the general public on the ground.
We've been speaking with Captain Robert Travis. Bob is president of the Independent Pilots Association, a union that represents UPS pilots exclusively. I'm Glenn Pugh for avweb.com. Thanks for listening.
This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.